KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The most obvious thing that Shazam lacks is gravitas. Also grimness. Also bleakness, darkness, and relentless self-seriousness. In other words, it's terrific fun and none of the things that were threatening to turn DC Entertainment into the cinematic equivalent of a black hole. Just when the world needs a superhero with a gift for silliness, here he is in a movie whose best superpower turns out to be a good heart. Comic book fans will remember Shazam as the magic word Billy Batson uttered to turn himself into Captain Marvel, who is now a woman. Nothing stays the same in the comic book world. This new film is Billy's origin story, set mostly in Philadelphia. As played by Asher Angel, Billy is a streetwise 14-year-old who's fled one foster home after another ever since he was separated from his mother at a carnival when he was a child. In keeping with tradition, he discovers that by saying Shazam, he turns into a bemuscled creature called Shazam. The big guy is played with delicious comic chops by Zachary Levi. At first, Billy doesn't know what to call his other self. Neither does his new friend Freddy, a fast-talking member of the latest foster family Billy has been placed with. He's played extremely well by Jack Dylan Grazer. Both kids are astonished by the transformation, so they try out various names for the adult-sized figure with the white cape, red tights, and incandescent lightning bolt on his chest. Thundercrack, Mr. Philadelphia, Human Power Storm, Red Cyclone, and Captain Sparkle Fingers are a few of the provisional monikers. And the adult-sized figure is not an adult. He's big in the sense of the Tom Hanks character in Big, a kid in a grown-up's body. There's a fleeting tribute to that comedy classic during a chase sequence when Shazam and the villain, Mark Strong's Dr. Thaddeus Sivana, run across not one but two floor piano keyboards in a toy store. Shazam is untidy at best. Marie Kondo would never approve. The running time is excessive, the narrative repetitive, the action beset by a plague of decreasingly entertaining CGI monsters summoned up by the increasingly monotonous Savannah. But the film's unfailing source of enjoyment is Zachary Levi's charming, endearing performance as Shazam. This hero is muscular, yes, but also goofy and awkward, a kind of lounge lizard cousin of Mr. Incredible, or a vaudeville version of Superman. Shazam is earnest and eager to please, but he's only a kid beneath the spandex. Even after he comes into his full powers, he's more of a Philly celebrity than a savior of the world, the universe, or the galaxy. And that's perfectly fine. In a world of overblown comic book epics, it's nice to know that for once the stakes are low. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.